to keep it controversial. Okay. So we are in the period of Sfira, and also in this week's Parsha, we have the Mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, so I figured we would take advantage and discuss something that is very interesting, and that is the recitation of the L'Shem Yichud when it comes to Sfiras Omer, and L'Shem Yichud in general, the history of it, the controversies behind it, with the practices concerning it, the issues that come up, and it should be certainly a very interesting topic. On your sheet here, I cannot bring all the modern kavos, we don't have time for that. I only brought you the juicy controversial stuff. That's why I put your sheet. You can take it home, keep it as a keepsake, whatever you want. We just kept the controversial stuff on the sheet.
Are you autographing these?
Whatever you want. I'm here afterwards for questions. So, in the Siddurim, in all of your Siddurim, I'm pretty much sure all of your Siddurim, so it is printed before the Mitzvah Sfiras Omer. It says as follows: L'shem Yichud ... Hineni Muchan Umazum L'Kayim Mitzvas Asei. I'm preparing myself to fulfill the positive commandment, Shel Sfiras Omer, Kemo Shekasuv B'Torah, as it says in the Torah. Now we need to know, what is the source for this statement, this idea of making L'Shem Yichud, of doing everything, Kavana L'Shem, Shem Hashem, all these things. So what is the source? The makor for this, the idea of concentrating on the name of Hashem before performing a mitzvah, is a comment of the Zohar in two places, in Parshas Yisro and in Parshas Tazria, where it says, before you perform any mitzvah, one should be certain to concentrate on Hashem's name beforehand. That is the sheet of the Zohar. It is not in dispute. That's what the Zohar says. Now, it's brought in the name of the Arizal in the Shah Ruach HaKodesh, written by Rechaim Vital, that the Arizal would say some sort of passage of L'Shem Yichud before performing mitzvot. This was the Shita of the Arizal, and essentially has become part of Chassidus. If you look in the Tzetzel Katan of Rav Elimelech of Lezhensk, in the Noam Elimelech, in Os Dalid, he elaborates on the importance of L'Shem Yichud and all these different parts to it. So, it is not something invented by the Chassidim. It certainly has a makor in the Zohar, and it certainly was done by the Arizal. It is not coming from left field, that is for sure. One of the earliest mentionings of the L'Shem Yichud is in a tshuva of the Nod B'Yehuda. In Yoredeya Madura Kama, Simen Sadi Gimel, 93. And essentially, the Talmud of Nod B'Yehuda asked the Nod B'Yehuda, what is the right nusach? What's the right wording that should be used when you say a L'Shem Yichud? And the Nod B'Yehuda writes back and says, it's a very nice question, but really I think the better question is, should you be saying L'Shem Yichud at all in the first place? That's really the question you should be asking. And the Nod B'Yehuda is not the first person who has an issue with it. It's first brought up by the Chavos Yair in Siman Reish Yud, and he disagrees with the recital of L'Shem Yichud before putting on tefillin. Right? In all the Siddurim, you have a L'Shem Yichud before putting on tefillin as well. And the Chavos Yair has an issue with this. He was shown by one of his Baal Batim a new siddur that was published in the 1600s, and he's showing this L'Shem Yichud, and the Baal Bas wants to know what's the right nusach, how should he say it, what should he be thinking about, what are the proper kavanos when talking about the name of Hashem. And the Chavos Yair says, what are you doing saying this? You have no right to be saying this. You are not a makubal. You don't know the secrets of the Olamos HaElyonim and all the different things that have to do with the Shemos of Hashem. All these different concepts are above your head. What are you doing saying this? You have no right to be saying such a thing that you do not understand. So the Nod B'Yehuda picks up the baton, and he says that also this really makes no sense. He says, first of all, the paragraph was unknown for many generations. In the preceding generations, nobody said this. And he says, nowadays, people have forsaken Shas and Poskim. What happened to the Shulchan Aruch, he says, the things that we're supposed to do? Instead, they adopt these new minhagim, and each person says that I can choose any way I want to serve Hashem. I want to take a guitar and go to the forest. This is the way I want to serve Hashem. Or I want to dance in the street. This is the way I want to serve Hashem. Says in Yehuda, we have Shas and Poskim. We know how to serve Hashem. You can't simply go and pick up and decide that this is going to be my new form of Avodas Hashem and serve Hashem in any way I want. And he says, these people, he says, are destroying the generation. In case you haven't picked up, he's talking about the Hasidim. So the Nod B'Yehuda says these people are destroying his generation, and he finishes with an amazing line, which he has made famous. He says, Yesharim Darchei Hashem, righteous is the ways of Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchu v'hem, and the righteous walk in it, v'chassidim yekashlu bam. But the chassidim, they are ruining the path. They are messing up the path. And he is making a play on words because there's a pasuk in Hosea. Right. The pasuk in Hosea says, "Uposhim yikashlubam," that the sinners are ruining it. And essentially, what the Noda Yehuda has done is he has called the chasidim poshim, or at least the poshim, the sinners, chasidim. That's what he has done with this play on words in his attack on L'shem Yuchad. Now, there is a very famous account of something that happened after this occurrence. There's a story that is cited in the Beis Rebbe. The Beis Rebbe is a collection of stories about the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch. And there in a footnote on page Pei Tes, they tell the following story. That has nothing to do with the Alter Rebbe. There is a connection between the Baal Shem Tov and the Noda Yehuda. They did have some sort of relationship. They knew of each other, maybe some sort of familiar relationship between the two. There was some sort of overlapping between them. We can tell a lot of geschmack stories about the Noda Yehuda and the Baal Shem Tov. Maybe remind me at the end. We'll throw in my favorite one just for the fun of it. But for now, the story is as follows. That when they went for the second printing of the Noda Yehuda, so the printer, who was a chassid, saw what the Noda Yehuda wrote, and he switched the pasuk back. And he switched the chassidim back to poshim, so the pasuk could read properly, in order that the chassidim wouldn't look like the Noda Yehuda was attacking the chassidim. So the story is as follows, that either the Noda Yehuda saw the printing afterwards, or a grandson saw the printing afterwards, whatever the timetable was, and he saw that it was switched back. And the Noda Yehuda, or the grandson, said, "I turned the poshim into chassidim. I raised them up into chassidim. But you took the chassidim and you made them poshim. You made the chassidim sinners. You took the chassidim and changed the word into sinners." This story is recounted in the Makor Baruch of Baruch Epstein and a bunch of other stories as well. It is simply untenable. It's not possible the story could have happened. We have every single manuscript edition of the Yehuda. We find no marking of anything being changed back and forth. It's a very nice story. It certainly sets the tone for the time, but this probably never occurred. There are many, many sources. Rabbi Daniel Sperber in his Minhag Yisrael and Chelek Beis, he also says, quotes the story, he thinks the story is amazing, but he says the story is simply not possible. Okay. The Noda Yehuda continues, and he says that, "I have a lot to say about chassidim, but this is not the right time." And then he goes on to say that there's no reason you should ever need to recite a paragraph about your kavanah before doing a mitzvah. Why should you have to do that? Just know you're doing a mitzvah, and that is sufficient. And he says this allows every mitzvah to have a proper dibur machshava simply by making a bracha. He said, you want to concentrate before doing a mitzvah? So make a bracha. That's what a bracha is for. A bracha is there to focus you before you do a mitzvah. So you need something else to focus you on the thing that's supposed to focus you before you do the mitzvah? He says, no. Just pay attention to the bracha. The Noda Yehuda might say, you know what, the L'shem Yichud has become so normal, in a few years I'm going to have a special prayer for the L'shem Yichud before you say the bracha on the mitzvah. He says that's what the purpose of the bracha is for. And he says if there's no bracha, so simply say or think, I'm going to do a mitzvah, and that should be sufficient. You don't need a whole Kabbalistic text before one goes to perform mitzvahs. And he says, stam kavana, you know you're doing a mitzvah is enough. And ad kan, the language of the Noda Yehuda. He repeats this idea as well, again in Madura, Tinyanin, Orachayim, Kuf, Zion as well. Now, you think that perhaps the Noda Yehuda was just preaching and he didn't follow it out. So we look at the tshuvos of the tshuva me'ava. In the first tshuva, the Talmud of the Noda Yehuda writes, in the first tshuva, the tshuva me'ava, that tfilos, certain tfilos have been added into the siddur, like the L'shem Yichud, and there are some people who think that maybe the L'shem Yichud was brought by Shabtai Tzvi, and that's what made it into the siddur, and the whole controversy at this time regarding this prayer. And he says he is disgusted that this has happened. They've distorted the views of the Torah by adding L'shem Yichud. And he tells of the following Maisa. So if you look at the Tshuva Me'ava over here, which is the first Tshuva there, so go down to really the middle of the paragraph, at the end of the line, where it says, U'meyid ani, alai. He says, I want to testify. Shemayim va'aretz, with heaven and earth. Shira'isi echad hayarotza levarech al esrog ha'mehudu shal rabbeinu agon ha'amiti. He says, there's someone who wanted to use the Noda Yehuda's esrog. He was a Noda Yehuda. Of course he had a good esrog. So he had the best esrog in town. So the end of the parentheses, he says, She'oso Ploni Amar Yehi Ratzon Kodem Entilas Alulav. The Nodibita saw that the guy who picked up his Esrog started to say Ahol Yehi Ratzon before waving Luv and Esrog. That's found in the Machzorim, right? Ka'as the Ruggays. He was furious. V'amar Bekatzav Gadol. And he said with great intensity, Ha'omer Yehi Ratzon Einam Anichu Levarach Ade Esrog Shalom. Anyone who says that he ratzon can't use my esrog, and he took the esrog back, and he didn't let him use it. So the Nevi Yehuda practiced what he preached, and he was not a fan of all these types of tefillos before the recitation of mitzvos. Now, we've made no comment so far about the content of the L'shem Yichud, but just the whole issue so far is just saying such a thing is a problem. That's one issue we'll put on the shelf. The other issue is the content of the statement itself. Rav Aaron of Worms, in his Ma'ore Or, which is one of the Rabbanim of the 7th of the 18th century, so he writes in the Ode L'Moed on page Lamed Beis that you should not say the nusach that is printed of L'Shem Yichud, because there is a false statement in it. And what is the false statement? It says that Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah asay. And Ba'avosenu HaRabim, and our many, many sins, that is not the case nowadays, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And he says, it's only Midirabanan according to minority of Poskim. And who is the minority of Poskim? So this is the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin Musafim, and Rabbeinu Binyamin is just cited in the Shiboleh HaLeket at the end of Siman Reisha Dalet, that Sfiras Omer nowadays is Midah Oraisa. And they don't really give a strong explanation, but their opinion is that Sfiras Omer is Midah Oraisa. However, the Baal Mor, the end of Psachim, and Tosos, and the in Monachos Samech Vav, and the Shuvas HaRashman, Mukha Yosef, the Abu Draham, and all Poskim say that Sfiras Omer is Midah Rabbanan nowadays. And the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav has a very strange language. There are certain editions of the Sefer Achinuch where he seems to imply that it's Midah Rabbanan. There are certain editions of the Sefer Achinuch where he seems to imply it is Midah Oraisa. There are parentheses, there are no parentheses. It's not clear what the Sefer Achinuch understands. That leads, by the way, to two opinions of what the Sefer Achinuch says. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Sefer Achinuch holds it is Midah Oraisa, and the Minchas Chinuch holds that the Sefer Achinuch holds it is Midah Rabbanan, because they both had different printings, and therefore they both read it differently. But regardless, certainly the majority of Poskim hold that when we counted Sfirah tonight, it was a rabbinic commandment, not a Torah commandment. And therefore, he says, why are you saying mitzvah's essay when you say L'shem Yichud? It's not true. It's not a mitzvah's essay. It's only a din d'rabbanan. This is cited as well in the Orchos Chaim of Spinka and by the Divrei Gaonim in Tuf Peites and the Real Kloisenberger Rebbe in Orchos Chaim Reishid Dalet Dal. Even the Kloisenberger Rebbe, a chassid of all chassidim, did not feel it was appropriate to say the phrase mitzvah's essay. Independent, he also has an issue. There's another line of reasoning brought by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Amos Yaakov here in Tuf Peites, and the Divrei Moshe, Simon Lamed, and the Or Letzion and Gimel Tes Zayin Beis, and the Yechav Adas. They have their own reasonings as well. Ravadji Yosef and all these poskim say that these things are problematic, and you should not say mitzvah's essay when it comes to the Nusach of the Shem Yichud, because it is not a true statement. The Divrei Moshe, there in Simon Lamed, so he adds that if you say that it's a mitzvah's essay, and then in the Harachaman afterwards, what do you ask for? You ask for the Bilu Meis HaMikdash. So what are you? Are you a liar? Either it's a mitzvah's essay, or it's Midah Rabbanan because you don't have the Beis HaMikdash. It can't be both. You can't say that it's a mitzvah's essay and that you want the Beis HaMikdash to be built so we can fulfill the mitzvah in its best possible way. It's either or. You can't have both. And therefore, he says that creates a stira. Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, in his Haskama to the Sefer Titeit Emes Yaakov, says that we should not say Lakayim mitzvah's essay because sphere is only Midah Rabbanan. And there is the shita of these poskim saying that there's a false statement. They don't say necessarily to throw out the whole L'shem Yichud, but they say certainly you should alter the text when you recite it yourself. There is the many editions of the Chidushim of Rabbi Kiva Eger. The most recent edition that is prominent in the yeshivas is the Arieli edition. It's a very nice blue edition. So in the Arieli edition of the Chidushim of Rabbi Kiva Eger, so on page Shinun Aleph, it records a tradition that Rabbi Kiva Eger would say L'shem Yichud, and he would leave out the statement of mitzvah's essay. Okay, so we have poskim saying it, we have poskim not saying it, we do include Mitzvah Seseh, we don't include Mitzvah Seseh, whatever it may be. That's issue number two, that it's a false statement. Issue number three with L'shem Yichud is the idea of Baal Tosef. What's Baal Tosef? It says in the Torah in two places, you should not add on or take away to the mitzvahs of the Torah. The explanation given by the Rishonim is that it appears as if you think that there is something wrong with the Torah and you know better that you are adding to the Torah. This is the classical explanation of why there's an Isser of Baal Tosef. It applies in all different types of areas, right? You can't observe an extra day of Yontif thinking it's really Yontif. You won't have, you know, five corners of tzitzis, five parshios in your tefillin. All these things are part of the Isser of Baal Tosef to add on to the Torah. So, the Kloisenberger Rebbe writes, there in Divya Yitzivin Reisha Dalet, that another problem by saying mitzvahs essay in L'shem Yichud is, what are you doing? You're taking something that is rabbinic, and you are saying that it is a mitzvah in the Torah. You are adding on to the Torah in your statement, and saying that something is Midah Raisa, when in fact it is not. This is the classic example given by the Rambam and the Ramban. When they discuss what is Baal Tosef, it's to say that something that is Midah Rabbanan is in fact Midah Raisa. It would be as if I were to come into shul and say, Chanukah, this year it's Minah Torah. And we're going to treat it Minah Torah, we're going to be machmer in all cases, and we're going to do everything, we're going to treat Chanukah like it's Midah Raisa. That would be Baal Tosef.
Why is the same problem with the second day Yontif? Well, I like the Torah, but ask it this way for me.
That's true, but we are very clear in the way we conduct ourselves on the second day Yontif that it's Midah Rabbanan. We're more lenient in many cases when it comes...
What? Why aren't you careful in the language? You want the language to be able to do it before we
do it. Are you saying it's because of language we should be careful about? Here. I hear the question. I hear the question. But here, I have to think about it. I'm not sure. Okay, so what about this issue? The Rambam, as we said in Hilchot Mamrim, says Baal Tosef to say that a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan is certainly d'oraisa. Rav Ephraim Greenbat writes in the Rivvos Ephraim, in Kufman Beis, so he says that he heard from Moshe Feinstein, who says that it's to say mitzvah's essay is a violation of Baal Tosef to add on to the Torah, and therefore one should not say mitzvah's essay. This is the understanding of Rav Yashav in the Asher Ish Chela Gimel in Samach Dal Vav, and he says that one should not say mitzvah's essay kemo shekasuv b'Torah, because that is not true. It is not a mitzvah essay kemo shekasuv b'Torah, because that would be Baal Yosef. Rather, he has his own girsa. If Rav Yashav were to have his own sitter, his sitter would say l'kayim mitzvah's sviras ha'omer v'kasuv b'Torah, to fulfill a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, and it happens to also say in the Torah the psukim that follow afterwards. That's Rav Yashav's girsa, and this is the approach of Rav Sturmbach and the Tshuvas Vanagos in Beis Reish Mem Zion. Now, the Chalkus Yoab in Chelik Alpha Rechaim Lamed Gimel says that if there is a mitzvah that is Midah Rabbanan, if there's a mitzvah that's Midah Rabbanan, and you don't have kavanah or understanding that the mitzvah is being done Midah Rabbanan, it will be over on Baal Tosef. Meaning, if you go and light Chanukah candles one night, and you think I'm fulfilling the Torah commandments, then that is Baal Tosef. Even if you're mistaken, he says. Even if you have a false understanding, he says it's still Baal Tosef. So we need to be very clear that the counting of Sfira nowadays is Midah Rabbanan. Now, there is a slight defense of the Minog. The Tshuvas Vanagos defends this by saying that those who say mitzvah essay, that they mean that the central mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer comes from the Torah. Meaning the rabbis didn't come along and say, hey guys, let's count Sfira. Why? I don't know. We feel like it. Rather, we look into the Torah and to know that the ikar of the mitzvah is from the Torah. And therefore, when you say mitzvah essay, says Rav Sturmbach, you don't mean that it's actually nowadays a Torah commandment. What you mean is that this mitzvah that I'm fulfilling right now has a source somewhere in the Torah. That's how he defends the minhag. Now, let's return to those who say that there is no issue at all, those who attack the Noz Yehuda, and those who say that there's no issue with the language of mitzvah's essay when it comes to performing this mitzvah. There's a sefer called the Shar HaTzvila, written by the author of the Ber Mayim Chaim. And the Shar HaTzvila, he has a lengthy, lengthy essay in which he attacks the Noz Yehuda for saying that one does not have to say L'shem Yichud, that one does not have to state beforehand their open kavanos, to have all these important kavanos beforehand. Now, Lefinas Daiti, I think that the Shar HaTzvila reads too much into Noz Yehuda. I don't think the Noz Yehuda thinks that you don't have to have kavanah when you say mitzvos. He certainly thinks you should have kavanah. I just think there's a disagreement here regarding how much needs to be stated regarding your kavana. So he has a long, lengthy attack, and he says that certainly you need to have kavana, and this is one way that a person attains kavana. The Chida, in his Mora Be'etzba, Aleph Aleph, says, and in the Machzik Bracha says, that before you perform any mitzvah, you should do tshuva and say, L'shem Yichud. So for the Sfardim, we're very clear. And you shouldn't pay attention to any person who may be mezalzel in this idea of saying L'shem Yichud. Who's he referring to? When he's talking about such a person who is being mezalzel in L'shem Yichud, he's referring to the Nod Vihuda. Let's look at the Simchas HaRegel. The Simchas HaRegel are his essays on Megillus Rus, which is coming up soon. So the end of Limud Beis, the second essay, he writes something very sharp. You should cause yourself to be regular in saying L'shem Yichud. V'al tashgiach, and don't pay attention. B'mashakasav harav malreino rav yecheskel segel landau. You should not pay attention to Nod Behuda. B'sifro should Nod Behuda. U'bevadai hu lo kiven alon de chachmas ha'emes. The Nod Behuda was not referring to those people who knew Kabbalah and the secrets of Kabbalah as we leave the supposed yurt site of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. B'kedusha v'anava el shestam hadvar. He's talking about people who don't know what they're saying. But certainly those people who have the proper intentions and can delve into those secrets, so they feel, he feels that certainly the Nod Behuda would have no issue with them. And certainly he was not talking about those people who know the Chachmas HaEmes. Now, Rav Tzvi Goldman, in his Sefer Cheshbon Prate HaMitzvos, a Sefer written about 100 years ago or so, in his Psicha to the Mitzvos on page Vav, says that the Nod Behuda could not have been disagreeing directly with the Arizal. I just told you at the beginning that the Arizal said to say L'shem Yichud. You're going to tell me the Nod Behuda, who was a genius in Nigla and in Nistar, was disagreeing with the Arizal? It's not possible, he says. He knew very well the writings of the Arizal. He was a bucky in Kabbalah. He spent years and years and years learning Kabbalah when he was a young man. So certainly, he knew the statements of the Arizal. And he says that he shouldn't have, that edition of the Arizal never got to him. If he would have known the Arizal, he wouldn't have said such a thing. And therefore, he says it must be a big understanding. And then, in the Haskama to this Sefer, there's a Haskama from the Aderes, the father-in-law of Rav Kook. So the Aderes writes there that the Nod Behuda certainly knew the Shitos of the Arizal, and simply he was trying to ensure that the masses who did not know the secrets of Kabbalah would not engage in public Kabbalistic practices. That's his understanding of the situation. Okay, who also disagrees with Nod Behuda? So the Darchei Chaim, the Shalom, and Oz Tafrei Shchafei, the Munkach Rav. So he says that even though Sphira nowadays is Mizorabanan, we have Amuna that Mashiach is going to come, right? We say that Ve'alchapishis Mamea, we know Mashiach is going to come, and therefore we're going to bring this coming Shavuos Be'ezros Hashem, we're going to bring a Mincha Chadasha, we're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, right? According to Rashi, in Sukkah, the Beis HaMikdash is going to come from Shemayim, it's going to be built in time, and with all of our Amuna that it's going to come, and therefore what we're saying is, Hinani Muchan Muzuman Lakayim Mitzvah's essay that we will fulfill this mitzvah of Sfiras Omer in a Deoraisa way because I know and I hope that Mashiach will come. That's the approach of the Minchas Elazar in explaining the language. A beautiful idea. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was a supporter of saying L'shem Yichud, and he doesn't have an issue with Baal Tosef at all. He says the expression Mitzvah's essay means what? Mitzvah's essay. I'm fulfilling a positive rabbinic commandment. What's wrong with that, he says. And he says that if your kavanah is, everyone here now knows that Sfira is Mizorabanan, so when you say Mitzvah Esse, you mean Mitzvah Esse Mizorabanan. It's clearly something that is possible to read into the text. And when it says, Kimo Shekasuv Batorah, just like it's written in the Torah, so it means we're going to do the mitzvah in a way that Chazal established that this is a mitzvah that's zecher to the Mikdash, and this is the source of the mitzvah in the Torah. So he says it's not such a push to read it that way. When it says mitzvah's essay, it means the positive commandments that we find in the Torah that we're referencing right now as well. This is an idea that's stated two times in Halicha Shlomo. It's in the Shalmei Moed. This is a big shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Now, I found something that I have never found before when it comes to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and that is a stira, a contradiction, in statements of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Usually we find these things when it comes to Rav Eliashiv, because Rav Eliashiv never wrote anything down, really. And when it comes to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't really write most of his things down, and it's just people who go in and ask him 100 questions, and he says yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, and they publish a whole book of things that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said yes, no, or ulai, or different things to. So usually that's where we find these contradictions. For example, I think I have a three-way contradiction between Rav Chaim Kanievsky when it comes to smoking. And one sefer he says yes, and one sefer he says no, and one sefer he says maybe. So these sfarim cannot be trusted.
Depends on when they asked them.
I don't know. But they're pretty.
Before they had that with their emotion, because he.
But these are all like in the same period. They're on the same recent period. But I found a stira in Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's. There's a sefer called the Shvus Yitzchak, which is generally a very believed sefer. We generally trust the things that he says. And he quotes in Chelek Dal by Pesach on page Shin Lamed Beis that he heard from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that you shouldn't say L'chaim Mitzvos Esei, which seems to go against every other source. The Halicha Shlomo is a very trusted sefer. The Shalmei Moed is a very trusted sefer. So we have a stira in Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's, but I would trust those svarim that say that he had no problem with it, because those are the more accepted svarim. Next, the Shevet HaKahasi, Rav Shammai Gross, writes in Chelek Gimel in Kuf Samech Tes Dalad that there's no problem Baal Tosef because it's not smachta. Right? We know what's not smachta. Smachta is we have a rabbinic law that has a pasuk as a proof for this law somewhere in the Torah, but it's certainly a rabbinic law. And then finally, the Or Letzion in Chelek Dal Tazayin Beis, Rav Benzion Abishol, says that it's not clear from the Shulchan Aruch how we paskin when it comes to whether Sfira is Midah Raisa or Midah Rabban. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a statement regarding whether Sfira is from the Torah or not. And therefore, it could be, maybe the Halacha is like that singular Rambam that Sfira is Midah Raisa. Maybe that's a possibility, and therefore, no one's lying. Everyone's telling the truth. And Sfira is Midah Raisa, and that gets you out of the problem. The only issue with the Or Letzion is that nobody else thinks that the Shulchan Aruch thinks that Sfira is Midah Raisa. Rav Avad Yosef, in a number of places, shows very clearly, and the Bir Halach and the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch holds that Sfira is Midah Rabbanan. So, a possibility, but easy to reject. Okay, a few other proofs for those people who said say l'shem yichud and say mitzvah sase, a very interesting proof from Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, who the rabbi is very close with. So he writes in the Torah Journal Kovetz Beis Aron B'Yisrael, Kuftet Zayin, this is Torah Journal 116, the following interesting proof. He quotes from their sefer Binyamin Ze'ev, Chel Gimel Taz Zayin, who says that sometimes the Gemara will refer to an Isser Derabanan as an Isser Esei. As an iser, as a positive, and the Durabanan will be treated and called a mitzvah in the language of the Gemara. Sometimes you'll find such a thing that the Gemara will call a din Durabanan a mitzvah's essay. And therefore, the Sheri HaKnesa Gedola writes in his rules regarding learning Gemara, and this is what Gamliel Rabinovich publishes, that maybe here it's not such a crazy thing to call a Torah, a rabbinic commandment, a mitzvah's essay. I think it's a little bit of a push, but it certainly is an interesting approach. The Chassam Sofer in the Drashas in the Chelek Gimel says that he supports the recitation of L'Shem Yichud. So the Chassam Sofer was a sayer of L'Shem Yichud. And it's brought in the Siddur Chassam Sofer. The Kaf HaChaim says, and the Ben Ish Chai says to say L'Shem Yichud as well, so the Sfarim are well taken care of. This is the opinion of the Siddur Rashash. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, would say L'Shem Yichud at all. So we have Gedolei Gedolei HaPoskim on each side supporting or disagreeing with the recitation. Rav Yaakov Hillel, in his notes into the Moreh Be'etzev, explains that L'Shem Yichud is not simply about having kavana, rather it is adding higher kavanos. It's just building on what we already have. It's not a replacement of having kavana, it's simply adding a little bit more of hiddur to one's mitzvah. There's a sefer that's very popular in the Shivas called the Piskei Tshuvos, which is like a collection of all the contemporary Tshuvos that correspond to the order of the Mishnah Berurah. He makes a very bold statement. He thinks here, when it comes to the recitation of L'Shem Yichud, he thinks the Machlokas has been settled and that everyone has decided that L'Shem Yichud is great and wonderful. I beg to differ. It certainly has not been settled, but that's his opinion. And when it comes to these issues as well. So by the Hasidim, certainly by the Sfardim, the minhag is to say, L'Shem Yichud, by the Ashkenazim, so whatever you've been doing, keep on doing it. No one should change back and forth from their minhag. Each side has issues, but each side also has what to rely on. The Shulchan Amarechas in Chelek Beis on page Shinpei He says that in some cases, like eating matzah, Survaj Yosef would say L'shem Yichud, but when it came to Tals and Tals and Tfilin, he wouldn't say it. So Survaj Yosef has certain cases where he would say it, where he wouldn't say it, I guess depending on the mitzvah. And they say that Rav Chaim of Sanz, the Sanz of Rav, in a number of places it's recorded that the Divrei Chaim would not say L'shem Yichud. How could a great Hasidic Rebbe like the Divrei Chaim not say L'shem Yichud? He said, I have too much honor for the Nod Behuda. The Nod Behuda felt that it was a problem, so I have to listen to the Nod Behuda, and he would not follow the minhag of the general Hasidim. There's one last thing to say when it comes to L'shem Yichud. There is a rumor amongst the Hasidim that later in life, the Nod Behuda was Choser, he took back his Shita, and he agreed with the idea of saying L'shem Yichud. This is something that only the Hasidim could say. You look in the Ketzah HaMatzah, which is a parish on the Rivos Ephraim, Matzah Ephraim, in Tafkuf Pehe Gimel, so he writes as follows, V'nira Shebal Nod Behuda Choser Midvarav Mizeh. The Nod Behuda took back his words regarding saying L'shem Yichud. K'moshe Shamati Ken Gam Min Magidei Emes, from people who were believable, B'Shem, Adoni Avi Zakin Emori, Hagona Kadosh, the Kol Aryeh. The Kol Aryeh is a whole sefer. He has a whole page about how the Nod Behuda might have been Choser, and that's his Shita. But no one less than the Satmar Rav, the Divrei Yoel, and his Vayoel Moshe, not the Vayoel Moshe on the Gimel Shvuos, but the Vayoel Moshe on the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in the Maimer Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Os Mem Zayin, and he says, Va'af Shehanod V'Yehuda, Palig Al Amiras L'Shem Yichud, even though he argued, Mikol Makom Anu Roim Shenasin Haskama, Chema, Al Osan Hadoroshim, B'Sefer Or L'Yusharim. The Nod Behuda gave a glowing haskama to a sefer called the Or L'Yusharim. Because of Alavashu Ba'atzmo Shama Mipiv Dvarim Mesukim, he heard wonderful ideas from the Or L'Yusharim, B'Nechnasim believed that entered into the heart of Hashomei of the listener, V'Lahalavas Halavavos, and it raises up the heart to the Yira Shemayim. B'Shamba Oso Sefer B'Drush HaRishon Kasav, what's the first drasha in the Or L'Yusharim? How important it is to say L'Shem Yichud. That's the first drasha. So says the Satmar Rav, in the name of such people who say, how could it be that he gave such a glowing haskama, and in the first drasha, he has something about how amazing L'Shem Yichud is, and therefore, Al Kaparim Sarach L'Chav and Daitz L'Yidam Mashu Omer B'miros L'Shem Yichud, how important it is to say, and therefore, some schools of Hasidim will say that the Nod Behuda was Choser in Hishita. I think that is, to say, stretch, perhaps the understatement of the evening, and that to say that the Nod Behuda was not Choser, I think is surely the truth, that he would not have been Choser from such a strong statement. So, to conclude, L'Shem Yichud, there's certainly what to say about it, but a person should follow their minhagim and keep on doing what they do. Sure.